Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on overcoming soul problems in your life. We've been talking about several points from the Word of God that you need to understand of how the enemy will try to work against you. Remember that we are spirit, soul, and body. When you're born again, you get a brand new spirit. Your spirit is right with God. Your soul, made up of your will, your intellect, and emotions, is where the battleground is. God's at work to restore your soul, to heal your soul, to renew your mind, and to get your will conformed and yielded to walk in His ways. And of course, we live in a physical body, which is our physical house. Now, we've talked about the fact that if we walk in the ways of sin, we wrong our own soul. We saw that in Proverbs 8:36, "He that sins against me wrongs his own soul." If we sin through ignorance, we also will give place to the enemy. This is why we got to get in the Word, hear the Word, and also do it, so that we walk in the light of the Word of God, so that then we will see God's blessings come to pass. We also talked about not touching unclean things. If you go to the holy things of God with uncleanness, you're going to be cut off from the presence of God, and you actually break covenant fellowship with the Lord when you walk in the ways of sin. When there's sin in the camp, you aren't going to win your battles. It's important that you deal with those areas of sin. And it's important whatever you yield to. Remember, if you yield unto sin, it's going to let the enemy have place. Sin has no dominion over us. It all depends on what we yield to. If you yield to the Word of God and walk in line with the Word, then you will not sin. You will walk in fellowship with the Lord. We also talked about in Numbers 21 where they were discouraged. Their soul was much discouraged because of the way. Don't ever be discouraged because of the way of the Lord. God's ways are right. His way will be according to the Word. And don't ever turn and speak against God. I'll tell you, God is on your side. If God before you, who can be against you? Numbers 30, they vowed a vow unto the Lord. And it said when they vowed a vow unto the Lord, if they broke His Word, then they would be doing contrary to the ways of God. And they actually would bind their soul with a bond when they had made a vow unto the Lord or have said something that they were going to do to somebody. You know, if you tell somebody you're going to do something, don't break your word. Do according to all that proceeds out of your mouth. That's Numbers 30, verse 2. It's important that we carry out the word because we actually are binding our soul with a bond. Also, we looked in Judges 16:16, where Delilah found out the source of Samson's strength because she pressed him daily with her words to the point where his soul was vexed unto death. It wore him down. You have to watch what you're hearing. Don't listen to the enemy's works. Don't listen to his thoughts. Don't listen to him through other people. If they continually press you with temptation through their words, it will wear you down, and you can end up yielding to the enemy's temptation. We also saw in the last broadcast, 1 Samuel 1, where Hannah was in bitterness of soul because she hadn't seen the promise of God come to pass. What was the answer? She prayed, and as she prayed unto God, God moved and came forth with the promise in her for her life. And I'll tell you, God will do the same thing. You know that God's Word is the truth, and that all the promises of God are yea and in Him, amen. Don't be bitter about not seeing a promise. His promises will come to pass. We need to get in the Word and do what the Word says. Get the knowledge of God. Walk continuously in the Word. If something's not coming to pass, there's a reason. And we need to find out what that reason is and do the Word, and then we will see the promise come to pass. Of course, if you let yourself get bitter in soul, you'll start being a complainer. That's what happened to Job. He was complaining in the bitterness of his soul. I've seen so many Christians in counseling over the years that they've let bitterness into their soul, and it's evident because they complain. They complain and they talk about all the negative things and they gripe and they're saying all the terrible things that have happened to them, and they have a bitterness of soul. Instead of looking to the Lord and letting God heal them, restore them, set them free and bring forth a change in their life. They have resigned themselves to the situation they're in, and they fall back into complaining and griping. We should not complain. We should not gripe. You need to realize that's evidence of bitterness in your soul, and you need to deal with this area of sin in your life. You know, in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14, the guy said, "Oh Lord, I'm oppressed." And then he talked about how, through it, because of his oppression, he said he'd go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. But then down there in verse 17, he says, "For peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." How did he get this great bitterness in his soul? Because of sin. His sin's what caused it. And he was in the pit of corruption, and he did not have peace. So what's going to be the answer? You need to get your eyes on the Lord. You know, the Bible says, "Will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." If you'll cast your care upon the Lord, and the Bible talks about it. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you get your soul focused in on the Word, you're going to have peace. But if you continually allow your soul to be looking at your circumstances and negative things, complaining, griping, and letting sin affect you, then you will lose your peace. You'll be in great bitterness. But praise God, he says, "In love to my soul, the Lord delivered him from the pit of corruption." Well, how did it happen? Because he cast all of his sins behind his back. What do you need to do? Go confess your sins. Get those sins under the blood of Jesus so you'll be cleansed. Repent. Get your eyes on the Lord and quit being a complainer or in bitterness, and learn to walk in line with the Word of God. Praise God. Psalms 3 verse 1. "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there's no help for him in God." You know, there's so many people that are troubled today. And they realize, hey, the enemy is after me. I have lots of people coming. They say, "Well, the devil's after me. Satan's coming after me. He's been coming against me continually. They're rising up against me." Well, that may be the case, but if you are doing the Word, the enemy, instead of coming against you, should be fleeing from you, because the Bible says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." But the problem is, so many people hear what the enemy's saying. The enemy says of your soul, "There's no help for you. There's no help for you," and people just put up with their problem instead of realizing it's the devil bringing it. Praise God, he's the Lord's our shield. He will protect us. He's the lifter of our head. And what did he finally do? The psalmist cried unto the Lord with his voice, and God heard him out of his holy hill, and he moved in the situation and delivered him out of the problems and all those that were rising up against him. Well, remember that who's our enemy? It's Satan. He's the one that works, whether he's working through people or working through some sort of temptation, whatever way he's trying to come against you. It is the devil that is rising against you. But praise God, our help is in the name of the Lord. And so don't listen to his lies that say there's no help. God is your help. He will deliver you. The devil's lying to you. You need to rise up and start going to the Lord, speaking the Word. Take hold of the promise. Come against the enemy with the name of Jesus and resist him steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from you. Psalm 6 and verse 3, he says, "My soul is sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake." I find lots of Christians in this situation. They've got a lot of problems in the soul. They've been through a lot of bitterness and resentments and anger. They got a little depression. They got problems in the soul realm, rebellion affecting their mind, and they're wanting to get free, and they're saying, "Lord, how long?" And they're looking for God to do something about it. We need to understand in the New Testament that God has given us authority over the devil, and that we have the ability, of course, to confess our sin. God's faithful and just to forgive us. We're the ones who are responsible to repent and turn around. And we're the ones that are going to recover ourselves out of the snare of the enemy who's taken us captive with his will, at his will, because of the fact that we've gone contrary to the Word. The answer is confess your sin, repent, get in the Word of God, and also come against the enemies and cast out every spirit that's come in the soul realm from the damage. And when you clean house on all the enemies and you've walked in line with the Word of God, you will be delivered. How long? It's going to take as long as it takes for you to make the decision to do the Word and do it consistently. And then God will come on the scene, of course, as His mercies are new every morning. And He will deliver you. He will heal your soul and set you free. Praise God. In Psalm 7, in verse 1, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest He tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there's none to deliver. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to tear your soul apart. He wants to tear your soul apart through so many ways, and He also sits there and tells you there's none to deliver you. He's a liar. Jesus is your deliverer. Do not let the enemy get to your soul. You need to guard your soul. You need to protect it. You need to get in the Word of God and think on what the Word says. And if you've had the enemy come in and you've got problems in that area, He will deliver you and He will set you free. Start doing the Word and watch the Lord bring forth victory in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless. As I close the program today,